朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
And this past week, have you determined within yourselves to be a blessing to those around you? Has anyone purposed it and will to be a blessing to those around me? This is very important. We listen to a lot of messages. But if these messages do not change our mind, does not influence the way we live, it's very tragic. These messages are like water poured into a basket with a hole. To love our neighbors. You don't need to go search for them. It's right in front of you. Opportunity to love someone, you don't wait. It's all around us. So, brothers, we ask the Lord to help us. Whenever we hear these messages, we can put it to practice. Our biggest problem is we ask, who is our neighbor? Who's worthy of me to love as I love myself? Who has been a neighbor that loved me as he's loved himself? But the Lord did not teach us that way. We need to be a neighbor to all those who have needs. But we know that there may be people around us in our lives that doesn't put a smile on our face. The Lord Jesus gave us the perfect example. He hates sin, but he loves sinners. C.S. Lewis wants to share.
他说他的老师以前告诉他说，主耶稣爱罪人，但是恨无罪。
And teachers once taught him that Jesus loves sinners, but he hates sin.
但是他说，所以你可以讨厌那个人做的事，但是你还是可以爱这个坏人。
And so the teacher taught him that you can hate the very things that he's doing, but you can still love him.
他说他心里面不以为然，他绝对不能明白，他说你怎么可能讨厌这个人做的事却喜欢他呢？而且还是爱他。
He cannot comprehend his teaching. Is how is it possible for me to hate the very things that he's doing but still love him?
他就知道有一天啊，
he's going to tell one day.
说很多年以后
，and many years after he heard
that, 他突然发现了这样子的一个人。
And all of a sudden he met such a person.
他真的很讨厌他做的事。
He hated everything that he did.
但是他却很爱他。
But he loves him.
你知道是谁吗
？Do you know who that is?
我害怕你会说他太太吗？他自己、啊。
I'm going to think of one thing, why? It was himself. He realized that I am such a person. I've done so many terrible things. But yeah, I love myself. So he knows that I love my neighbor. So one time in the operation room, so in the middle of the operation, the chief surgeon asked the assistant next to him.
他说在这个房间里面谁最重要？
And he said, this room is the most important.
哇，这些小事其实马上就当然是你了，是不是？
All these assistants, that of course is you.
没想到他承认也他都不是。
And he says, no.
Everybody probably thinks, okay, that there's got to be persistence, right?
No.
He says, no.
The patient.
The patient is the most important person in this room.
There
are people around us.
And
when people are fallen into needs and fallen into sin, that is the time they need Jesus the most. So I pray that as we talk about loving one another, loving our neighbors, it's not just doctrine. We need to will it within ourselves and we become a blessing for all those around us.
And
the very person who's sitting right next to you right now, and your family members who lives with you in the same room, and the brothers and sisters that you can see, your co-workers, your relatives, that you may be a blessing to all those people. Today we're going to try to look at Amazing Grace. And I think it's the most wonderful topic for us to close this month.
圣经上有很多的字在我们的身上用足的时候，已经失去了它的分量。And
a lot of words in the scripture that is used on us loses its intensity.
复活就是一个，对不对？
For example, resurrection.
我们讲复活讲太平凡了。
We talk about resurrection is so common, it's so casual now.
如果我们真知道什么叫复活的话，那不得了的事情。
If you understand what is resurrection, it's amazing.
是死人起来的。
Able to cause who is dead to rise.
让我们再软弱、再不行的人能够起来得胜。
Whatever how feeble, how weak a person would be, he would rise into victory.
也是。
Grace is the same thing.
高兴，Grace没站起来。
Everyone who is falling asleep, they're awake now. Grace is important.
Amazing Grace.
Because the song says Amazing Grace.
When
we talk about grace, but again, we use it very loosely. And we say, yes, so we have, we are those who've been blessed and received the grace of God. And we know how to give thanks, we give testimony of God's grace. But I trust that in eternity, when we look upon the grace that we will see, we will be a whole different person today.
Amazing grace.
Yes, this is an amazing grace. And I give a very simple example. And a few days ago, I read an article in Australia. A bunch of ostriches ran into the cities for water because they were suffering drought. And let's say we use an example in camels, and all these camels as examples for us. You give them a requirement.
你当你妈妈或者太太缝衣服的针，说你不脱，你必须穿过针以后，我就给你水喝。
And I said to the camel, if you can pass through the eye of the needle, then I'll give you water.
不然你就会死，或者是渴死。
Or you'll die of thirst.
请问如果你是骆驼的话，你会想什么？
If you are the camel, what would you, how would you think?
好贵，怎么可能？这是不可能。 那我们一首诗歌179首说，何能如此夺我眼呢？We
have a hymn 179 said, and can it be that I should gain?
我这个大骆驼怎么可以穿越过针眼呢？
This big camel like myself, how can I go through the eye of the needle?
你以为我怎么今天你我这样子败坏的人，居然能够成为圣洁，能够得救？比这个骆驼穿针眼还要难。You
and I who are corrupt, and we could come and be saved. It is more amazing than the camel going through the eye of the needle.
当我那天向着那个针眼走过，走走走走走，我知道我死定了。
And that day, as I walk towards the eye of the needle, I know I am dead. 怎么可能 pass 这个挑战？
There's no way that I can pass this challenge.
怎么可能达到这个要求？
There's no way I can meet this requirement.
没想到当我靠着耶稣的时候，我过去了。
But amazingly, by Jesus, I passed through.
我居然 pass through 神圣洁的审判，我得救了。
I passed through the righteous judgment of God, and I am saved.
耶稣的宝血在我身上。
Because the blood of Jesus is on me.
他为我死。
He died for me.
这叫做惊人的恩典。
This is amazing grace.
我得救了。
I am saved.
我从前世上如今。
I was lost, but I am saved.
从前瞎眼，如今看见。
I was blind, but I now see.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做惊人的恩典。
This is called amazing grace.
我不可能得着。
It is impossible for me to be saved.
在耶稣基督里面，我得着了。
But in Christ, I received it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 所以刚才于师母带这首诗歌的时候，我在想，哎呀，他怎么把我要讲的讲去了呢？
The sister Nancy was leading the song. She took all the words out of my mouth.
我们两个各忙各的，更没有空去。
But we were all busy preparing, and we didn't share with one another.
因为今天我正好想John Newton，他说他年轻的时候，他对很多事情都很有把握。
And I was going to talk about John Newton as well. When he was young, he was a very assured of many things in his life.
他老的时候，他说我只有两件事情有把握。
And when he came to his old age, there were only two things that he was certain.
你还记得刚才是什么讲什么？
You guys recall what Sister Nancy said?
第一个是什么？
The very first thing.
我是个大罪人。
I am a great sinner.
他说他很有把握的。
I am certain of that.
第二件事情。
And secondly.
他说信的主是 all sufficient Christ. 他是一个全有全足的每个救主 Savior.
My Savior Jesus Christ is all sufficient.
他说这两件事情是我最有把握的。
These two things I am certain of.
我再多加一点。
I'm going to add one more.
他说我将来到了天上的时候。
He says when I go into heaven.
有三个让我惊讶的事。
There are three things that would amaze me, that I would wonder about.
但是第一个会让我很惊讶的事情。
The very first thing.
就是有很多我认为在天上会看见的人居然没有来。
There are a lot of people that I thought I would see in heaven that I wouldn't see.
但是他说这是我的第一个 wonder. 但是他们没有来，我以为他得救了。
My first wonder is that I thought they were saved, but they're not here.
他说我的第二个 wonder,
and the second wonder that I would have,
就是很多我从来不觉得会上去，你会想到在那边。
Many that I thought that it's impossible they'd be in heaven, but they're actually there.
他说第三个最大的 wonder 是，就是我知道我会在那边。
The third greatest wonder is that I am there.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是他惊人的恩典。
This is amazing grace.
我这样子的败坏，但是我却可以得救。
How corrupt that I am, that I could be saved.
所以我们现在一起来读这一节圣经，好不好？
Let's together come and read this verse.
这是我们今天背诵经文。
A memorization scripture.
我们一起来读提后第一章第九节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
神救了我们，因圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为。乃是按他的旨意和恩典，这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。好，我们再要读一次，好不好？神就让我们以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典，这恩典是万古之先。在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，请注意到这里面至少讲到几件事情。
A couple of things that are mentioned in this one verse alone.
有一个恩典。
There is a grace.
有一个礼物。
There's a gift.
早就预备好了。
It's been prepared.
啊，不是一个月前，刚一月开始的时候，你妈妈为你预备的。
Was it a gift that was prepared a month ago by your mom?
这个礼物是在创立世界以前，在万。之前就预备好了。
This gift was prepared before the foundation of the earth, before time began.
第二个
，secondly，
这个礼物是神预备的。
And this gift was prepared by God Himself.
哦，不是一般人预备的。
Not just a common person.
我想我们从小到大收过很多礼物。
I think we all receive many gifts.
有的时候礼物你知道大概不会是太贵重的。
Some gifts that you receive from some individuals you know is not going to be very costly.
还有人送你礼物，你会知道，哎，这个人。我随便买礼物，他买的礼物的仓正好针对我需要。
You know some people when they buy the gifts that are always appropriate to your very need.
圣经上告诉我们，这个礼物是神预备的。
The scripture tells us that this gift was prepared by God.
But 第三个
，Thirdly，
这个礼物是非常丰富的礼物，就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
This gift is immensely abundant as Jesus Christ's son.
还有在耶稣基督里面一切的丰富，这个圣经上的经文太多，我们读过了。
All the fullness of Christ，
所有属天一切的福分都在基督里赐给我们。
All the heavenly blessings are given to us in Jesus Christ.
所有神本性一切的丰富都在基督里给我们。
All the blessings of the nature of God are given to us in Christ.
保罗甚至讲到一个地步，神如果连他儿子都舍得给，不也把万物都给我们吗？
Paul God said that if he's willing to give his own son.What else would he withhold from us?
保罗在以前说万有都是你们的。
And in 1 Corinthians he says all things are ours.
因为在他儿子里面什么都给了。
Because in his son he has given us all.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个礼物给我们，他说不是按我们的行为。
And the scripture tells us that this gift was given to us not according to our works.
而是按什么？
But according to
他的旨意和恩典。
But according to his purpose and his grace.
换句话说，如果要用资格，谁有资格来领这个礼物，就没有一个人有资格。
So, in other words, if anyone thinks that by right that I can claim this gift, no one has the right to.
就是我们真的如果真正从神的角度看我们的话，我们在主的面前真会觉得我怎么配呀？
If we're really able to see ourselves through the eyes of God, we would discover.How is it that we are worthy?
在英国爱丁堡有一个很有名的牧师叫 Alexander White.
There's a pastor in England by the name of Alexander White.
你知道吗？他有一天讲道的时候
，One day as he was preaching,
他的弟兄姊妹，你们知不知道？我最近终于知道在爱丁堡最坏的那个家伙是谁了。
Edinburgh. He was preaching Edinburgh. He said.Brothers, today I've discovered who's the worst guy in Edinburgh. Brothers, everybody wanted to hear who this guy was. You guys all know who he's going to talk about. Right? He says, Alexander White is me. Paul is more spiritual than he is. Paul says, I am the chief among sinners. If I ask you, who's the worst guy in Silicon Valley? I would agree with you. I'm not being polite, it's very real.
所以徐尔杰弟兄说，能够讲保罗那样子话的人，其实是很属灵的。
And Brother Xu, when he was sharing with us, he said that for people to be able to speak as Paul has spoken, he's actually a very spiritual person.
那我们很多时候我们都讲祷告，主啊，我是个罪魁，对不对
？And we often say that, oh, I am a sinner.
我们没有那个味道，你知道吗
？We don't have actually the flavor when we say those words.
啊，我们对那个罪恶的那个体会，或是对主的那个伤害的感觉没有那么深。
And our understanding of our sin and how much we have hurt Jesus, we don't really know it very well.
没有，我们真的不知道这里多坏。
And we really do not understand how terrible we are.
但是这样子的一个人居然可以得救。
But yet such a person can be saved.
你看那个 George Whitefield， 他常常讲到在美国大复兴，在英国、美国他都是讲到的。
George Whitefield when he was preaching here in the States in England and caused a great revival，
他常常就在那个外面街头或是荒野就这样讲到。
A lot of times in the wilderness at the street corners he would just begin to speak。
他可以对上万的人讲到不用麦克风的。
He could speak to tens of thousands without a microphone。
有一次他跟你们讲到
，And one time he was preaching，
有一个不信主的人，他非常硬的心，他好奇，他来看看热闹。
An unbeliever, he was just out of curiosity, he wanted to come to see what's going on。
但是他不想听到
，But he didn't want to listen to what he was
saying。所以他就爬到一棵树上
，So he climbed up onto a tree，
坐了一个很好的位置
，And he sat in a very good place。
然后聚会开始的时候，他就两个指头插到耳朵里
，But the meeting began, he plugged his ears and he was watching，
看底下这些基督徒怎么样聚会
，And he was just watching how the Christians would get together。
一听他是他家。
And he was watching without listening a word. And all of a sudden the bee came. So he was trying to get the bee out of his way, but with his elbow. And no matter how he moved, the bee wouldn't leave him alone. So finally he took out one of his hands and he hit the bee. And George Whitefield all of a sudden said, all those who have ears must hear.
他们老师的听到第一句话就是翻译我的注意当中。
The very first thing he heard when he removed his hand was, all those who have ears must hear.
吓一跳，他说我就听明白了。
But he was frightened, he said, okay, I'm going to listen again. And that day he was saved.
就是那个这么硬的心的人是都可以找到这个。
Stubborn heart, God has saved him.
我们犯罪硬心抵挡 但是神却看到爱却改变我们。
We stand, we're stubborn, we resist God, but His love can change us.
这就是神爱我们，用他的圣召召我们，不是爱我们的行为，乃是爱他的旨意和恩典。
This is what is called the God's love, that's called us with a holy calling. And bless us not according to our works.
所以保罗说，我今日成了何等的人，是蒙了神的恩才成的。
Also, is what a man might become, that I am who I am because of God's grace.
因此呢，我们如果真知道是神的恩典，我们都会说，我今天怎么可能能够这样子，真的是神的恩典。
If we really understand the grace of God, we would all marvel and say, it is really God's grace that I am who I am today.
在英国伦敦那个比较。 高级的这边一个金融区，有一个很大的教会，他们是比较富有的人在那里。
There's a very big cathedral in the middle of London. It's a very wealthy district.
后来他们教会往外扩展的时候，他们就建立了三个 mission churches，就是他们叫做宣教的教会。As
they begin to grow and begin to expand, they have set up three mission churches.
他们就是在英国比较那个贫穷落后、那个犯罪的事情比较多的地方建立那些教会。They
established in the areas where it's a little more step back and there's a lot more crime going on.
然后他们每个月的第一个礼拜是 combined meeting 啊，三个 mission church 就可以来到这个 home church 聚会。
First week of each month, all the sister churches, these mission churches would come together and they would assemble together.
And
one day in a combined meeting, they were having communion together. The pastor was calling everyone to come before the Lord to repent. Many people were kneeling down in the front. The pastor discovered one thing. And the judge, the Supreme Court judge in England, and he was dealing right next to a person that he had sentenced 7 years ago to prison and has just been released. And right after the service, the pastor was walking home with this judge.
这个牧师就问这个法官，他说你有没有注意到今天谁跪在你旁边？
Did you recognize who is kneeling right next to you today?
然后那个法官说，他说他是神的恩典，真的是太奇妙。And
the judge says, God's grace, it is amazing.
真的是一个 miracle of grace.
It is a miracle of grace.
牧师就说，所以你注意到了。And so
the pastor says, so you notice.
他反问说，你心里想的是谁呀？
And the pastor said, or the judge says, who are you thinking about?
他说就是跪在你旁边那个被你判了7年的，关了7年才出来的那个弟兄。And
the pastor said, oh, is that referring to that criminal that you sentenced?
他说，no,
他说我不是在讲他。 The judge says, no, I wasn't talking about that.
他讲了一句话是在讲我自己。
I was talking about myself.
他说要那位弟兄，这个无恶不作，犯罪这个堕落的弟兄，让他蒙恩，承认是罪人，很容易的事情。And
it is very easy for my brother, this once criminal, for him to acknowledge that he's a sinner. It's very easy to do.
但是当我自己的从小就是这么在各方面，父母亲教导老师逼我都是要结束，然后流经出来，然后做了高等法院的法官。
Myself, with my parents, is disciplined and all things, and I am now a judge of the Supreme Court. A judge who is giving sentences each day to those who
have
sentence those who have been are sinners for me to acknowledge that I am a sinner is a greater grace.
Miracle of grace.
I'm transferring the pride of my righteousness to acknowledge that I am no different than a criminal who is a sinner. It's a miracle of God. And this is what Paul is saying. What a what a man that I would become.
是因为蒙了神的恩典才成的。
And it's because of the grace of God.
而第二件事情，保罗在这里也讲到，我们要怎么样子一生能够精神在主的恩典中。
And Paul teaches how do we be immersed in the grace of God all the days of our life.
那我们不光是知道我们自己是一个蒙恩的人。
Not only know that we are people who are blessed.
我们要怎么样子让我们这一生能够真正的活在恩典里面？
How do we allow all the days of our lives and we will live in the midst of this grace?
那在这里我念了几节的圣经。
I listed a few verses.
第一节就是我们很熟的哥林多后书十二章第九节。他说我的恩典够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you。
这个中文圣经感觉不出那个味道来哈。
The Chinese translation you can't quite grasp the tense of the verse。
那在英文我们就知道神的恩典 grace is sufficient， 它是用现在式。
Again, the verse says, "My grace is sufficient."
在这里讲到两件事情
，this speaks of two things.
就是每一个的现在都应该是我们蒙恩的机会。
Every one of those nows, this present time, is our time to receive God's grace.
就是神的恩典不是我们得救的时候哦，我蒙恩的。
And God's grace is not something that I receive when I was saved.
那的确，我们得救的时候，我们得到的恩典远远超过我们所能明白的。
And yes, when we were saved, this grace has come to us surpasses what we can understand.
但是恩典的支取、享用和经历应该是每一个现在。
The receiving and the enjoying and the exercising of grace should be every moment, the present moment.
就像穆迪说的，他说你不可能一直吃了六个月的饭，你不会半年不要吃了。
And it's impossible, just like Rudy says, it's impossible for you to eat for 6 months, and then afterwards you say, I don't need to eat anymore.
你也不是一直吸的够一个礼拜的空气，然后下个礼拜不用吸。
And it's not that you can breathe in enough air for a month, you don't have to breathe the next month.
就像呼吸一样，是每一个的现在。
Just like breathing is for the every moment, the present moment.
活在神的恩典应该是每一个现在的经历。
And also living in God's grace is every moment.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，千万不要读经来教会才是蒙恩的机会，不止这个。
Do not think that as I open and read the scriptures and I come to church, this is the only time that I will receive God's grace.
所以一个的现在都应该是蒙恩的。
But every moment, every present time is your time to receive God's grace.
第二个，这节的圣经告诉我们，恩典是够我们用的。
Secondly, this grace is sufficient for us.
它永远够用。
It is always sufficient.
所以有一次，这个施布正牧师，你知道这个他在20岁不到，神就开始重用他了。
My brother Spurgeon, before he reached the age of 20, the Lord used him mightily.
他被他称为讲坛王子，是讲道上最会讲道的一个神的仆人。
People has named him the prince of the pulpit.
所以他们最初他的教会有3万人。
And so before he was even in his 20s, the congregation reached tens of thousands.
有一次他自己因为非常疲倦
，so once he was very exhausted，
他服侍的很累
，and he was very exhausted from the service。
就在他回家的时候
，on his way home，
他就突然想到这件事情
，he thought of this verse。
主的话告诉他说，我的恩典是够你用的。
The word of God says that my grace is sufficient for you。
这句话一下子让你们亮起来了。
These words all of a sudden was opened to
me。为什么我觉得这么累啊
？So why do I feel so
tired？ 我觉得恩典不够用。
Why do I feel the grace is sufficient？
主说他的恩典是现在就是够用的。
God says my grace now is sufficient。
所以他在里面默想这句话的时候
，So he was meditating on these words。
他说他觉得自己像一条小鱼在这个。这个泰晤士河，那个英国伦敦的泰晤士河，因为怕是把水给喝完了。
And he thought he was a small fish in the midst of the river in London. That he thought that he was afraid that he would drink up all the water.
他说他自己像一只小老鼠，跑到埃及约瑟那时候提仓积的那个粮食无限，对不对？他把那些粮食给吃完了。
He felt that the fear within him was like a little mouse that was in a storehouse of fear of Joseph.And he was afraid that he would consume all this food that was stored.
他觉得自己像一个爬山，爬到山顶上，他把这个空气中的氧都给吸完的人一样。他觉得自己太不认识了。
And he was afraid that he would be a person who would climb up top the mountain and inhale all the air. He realized he was a person that did not know God.
每一个的现在
，every one of his present，
神的恩典都够用。
God's grace is sufficient.
那就是我就想问问在座的弟兄姊妹
，So I just like to ask all of you，
为什么通过这句话来问我自己
？I also ask myself this question，
到底在这个时刻
，at this very moment，
或者在我最经常碰到 的难处里面。
What difficulties that I'm facing right now?
但是我的恩典够不够用？
Is my grace, is God's grace sufficient for me?
是曾经够用。
It's not that it has been sufficient.
然后盼望现在够用。
And I'm hoping it will
be sufficient. 盼望将来够用。
Or hoping that it will be sufficient.
我的问题就是 right at this moment 够不够用？就在这个时刻够不够用？
My question is right at this moment, here and now, is it sufficient for me?
所以根本我们讲到希伯来书四章十六节的时候，他说我们来到施恩的宝座前，得连续蒙恩惠。做随时的帮助，英文是说做一时的帮助。
Campbell Morgan says in Hebrews chapter 4 that we come to the throne of grace for a time of need.
他说那个首先是讲 in the nick of time, right? 就在那个时刻一定够用的。
The verse says right at that present time is sufficient for me.
这就是我们的一个挑战。
And this is our challenge.
很多时候在我们困难里面，我们觉得。
A lot of times in our trials, we feel that we don't have enough strength.
And, you know, we to survive.
And the enemy causes us to doubt the love of God. And we think that, oh, grace is not enough.
但是神的话就说我的恩典是够你用的。
God's word says, my grace is sufficient for you.
所以有另外一个传道人也是跟我说，在很灰心的时候，坐在他客厅沙发上，他连祷告都不想祷告。
So another pastor, when he was in total despair, he was on his couch, and he didn't have the strength to pray.
他突然看见他家墙壁上挂了几年的一卷经文，我的恩典是够你用的。
All of a sudden, he saw this verse that was hung on the wall of his house and says,My grace is sufficient for you.
特别把那个现在是我的 My grace is sufficient 那个 is 从现在设计用绿色都不同的颜色把它 highlight 出来
And that plaque, the word is particularly highlighted.
就是它那个字一下子浮出来我的恩典现在够你用
But all of a sudden that word is hitting him and he realized it's sufficient for me now.
他就跪到主的面前
So he got on his knees before
him. 有一个神圣的不满足跟不甘心
It's only the satisfaction with him.
你的应许是够
This is your promises are sufficient.
而且你的应许是现在就够，每一个现在都够。
And your promises are sufficient for every one of my now.
我的经历是我现在不够。
And my experience tells me that it's not sufficient now.
我的经历是我觉得我碰不到你的恩典。
And my experience tells me I can't touch your grace right now.
我在主人面前有个不甘心，既然够用，就让我得到这个够用的恩典。
The satisfaction says, God, if you say it's sufficient.Then let me receive this sufficient grace.
他是在主人面前迫切的祷告。
So he prayed before God earnestly.
当他起来的时候，他已经得到他所有需要的恩典。
But when he got up, he realized he received all the sufficient grace.
虽然外面的难处仍然还在。
And all the outward difficulties.
他有那个充满了主的能力、主的同在、主的爱。
But he was filled with the power, the presence of the Lord from God.
就是这样，这就是我们底下讲的啊。
This is what we're going to talk about.
他是要在主的恩典中要刚强起来。
So the grace of God is strengthening yourself.
我的恩典不仅仅够用。
God's grace is not always sufficient.
他应许我们要恩上加恩的赐给。
Grace that is upon grace.
所以我们在主的面前，我们要在恩典中要刚强。保罗劝提摩太要在主的恩典中刚强。
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听，更好地认识主耶稣。并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。